This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Cubans gather around the nation to protest their communist dictatorship. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future. And even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
Over the weekend, thousands of Cubans took to the streets around the country in protest over their communist government's human rights abuses, their lack of individual freedoms, and the tragic financial situation in the island nation. Through social media, images and videos have emerged showing Cubans rising up against the communist government, shouting, "No tenemos miedo," or in English, "We are not afraid." These nationwide protests have been the largest since 1994. Florida Senator and Cuban-American Marco Rubio tweeted about the protest and included videos. He commented that the protests are from frustration with the dictatorship's incompetence, greed, and repression. The tweet shows videos of socialist shock troopers violently attacking unarmed civilian protesters. The government has military out in force and is blocking access to social media, the internet, and the outside world. Son of Cuban exiles and the mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, commented during a press conference that Cubans are worthy and ready to rule themselves without tyranny. It can end today, and it must end today. The implications of this movement can mean freedom for millions of people in the hemisphere, from Nicaraguans and Venezuelans, and so many more. Please pray for the situation in Cuba right now. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.